Recording started.
Deputy Bass Marlow, Amundsen Scott Station, on assigned duty. Today is Sunday, February 20th. Damn it. Looks like my watch got broken in the crash. According to the clock on the wall, it's 0600 hours. Diane, wish we could be trading Chuck stories like we used to. I was happy to hear you were able to come out of hiding and heard Chuck and Janet's service was wonderful. I'm sorry I couldn't be there. I really wanted to be there for them. You no doubt seen my transfer was officially conducted and am now Antarctica's first full deputy marshal permanently assigned in country. Acting Marshal Matt Torres didn't put up any resistance. He and I have never gotten along, and, well, I'm sure he thinks having me down here is a punishment. Asshole. Don't put asshole in the official record, okay, Diane? Make that file say, pompous asshole. I want to be as accurate as possible. So, in the week since the rescue, I've been diagnosed with a sprained knee. Based upon the crash wreckage, they honestly thought it was a break, but looks like I lucked out. They had me using a cane to help me keep weight off when I walk. Makes me feel even older than I am around all these kids. Everybody else, Mr. Ferguson, Dr. Timms, Captain Traeger, all given clean bills of health. With the winter season in full effect, they're going to be with us another 7 months. And Mr. Ferguson is not happy about that. Only person who didn't make it is Mr. Josh Nichols. And you know what? I don't want to talk about it right now, D. Hey, quick question. OTR. What was the hole-in-the-wall diner we went to just before Cincinnati? The place with that thick, full-pound buffalo burger patties, remember? They had an impressive toppings bar. I was wrangled in this conversation last night at supper about what was the best greasy spoon diner we've ever been to. But I couldn't remember the name, and I've been racking my brain since last night. If you do remember it, shoot me an email with the name, will ya? I've been torturing myself over it. Okay, back to the record. Have been in communication with Deputy Marshal Bill Culligan and McMurdo, along with two special deputies assigned to Palmer Station. Nothing significant to report. Minor drunk altercations, harassment, and the typical knuckleheads trying to bring in weed as if any of us really care anymore. There was one thing unusual. Well, by most standards, it would be unusual. For this place, it's pretty much routine. A larger than usual number of construction materials were delivered. Plaster, paint, mortar, and sand, and various sheetrock and wood. Zeke said it wasn't on his formal supply request list for the winter. Wasn't replacement for supplies used, and nobody else on station would have need for it. He's storing in the Yellow Arch for now, but the amount of room it's taking up is making him grumpier than normal. The other pending mystery was the sabotage of the Ops Center monitoring stations and the plane. According to the description Captain Traeger provided, the NTSB believes the crash was a result of a JATO bottle. That's a jet-assisted takeoff bottle. Fuel for the engine to help the plane get off the ground with limited runway. That the bottle didn't eject properly, despite sensor indication. It ejected during the flight, which struck one of the engines, and remaining fuel fumes caused an explosion, which knocked out all the electronics. Seems that there's multiple safeguards in place to prevent that, as it happened one time before in Antarctica. And the only way it would be possible was if somebody bypassed all five safeguards. Hence, they're calling it suspicious. We're calling it deliberate sabotage. Somebody didn't want one of us on that plane making it out alive. Now, I'm the obvious target people are thinking about, but I have to admit, Mr. Nichols has an interesting enough background where he's also a likely target. That or somebody is serious about getting Mr. Ferguson's season Bruin tickets. All right, Diane. I have a long day ahead of me. I have to walk laps around the station hallways to exercise the knee. Thankfully, I have a very good mall walking partner. U.S. Deputy Bass Marlowe, 20 February 2022, 0605. Chat soon, Diane.
Recording stopped.
Good morning, y'all, and I hope all my polies are doing wonderful this morning. Today is February 20th, and it's 0900 on the tick. This is Miss Sherilyn here with your South Pole Daily Announcements. During the winter season, Dr. Bremer, our station psychiatrist, wants to remind everybody they are welcome to schedule any visits they may need outside of the twice-monthly check-in. Let's make sure we keep all the addicts in good shape, people. More than anywhere else, mental health is important to us all. Okay, this is exciting. Tonight at 20:00, the South Pole Billiards Open will begin. All interested contestants should register with Coach Glenn for rankings and to establish elimination rounds in August. As a reminder, any physical contact to include bumping, pushing, kicking, or biting will not be tolerated and will result in immediate disqualification. Let's not have a repeat of last season. As a reminder, we are still observing code white conditions over the next week due to higher than anticipated winds. All those walking to and from external stations are encouraged to travel with a buddy and have radios with them. Also, Dr. Ambrose strongly discourages any of y'all getting all naked, sitting in the sauna, and then running your naked backsides outside for the 300 Club. That goes double for y'all in the fire crew. With those toned muscles, the tummies I could bounce a quarter off of, them tight little tushies that... Whew! Dear Lord, I apologize for where I was going there. Whew! Give me a second here, y'all. Wow, it's hotter than the devil's armpit in Ops now. Starting this Saturday evening, there will be a new 30-minute recorded program that will air on our internal station entertainment feed. Every Saturday night for the next 18 weeks, you'll be able to watch... Cooking Continental Cuisine Program with our own custodian, Mikhail.
How many times I have to... Janitor!
Join him as he shows you how to prepare station personal favorites such as goulash, potato slices and pie, roucat crumbly, goat and sheep stew surprise, and baked Alaska? So don't forget to tune in each and every Saturday evening at 1900 hours to CCCP with Mikhail. Today in the galley, lunch will be your choice of ham, turkey, or roast beef sub sandwiches, served cold or hot, any way you like them. She'll have grilled cheese and quesadillas with rice and lentils for Emery or any other herbivores out there. Today for supper, whoa, lunch lady Alice has bacon-wrapped pork tenderloin, Texas Roadhouse prime rib, crab cakes, or you can have roasted cauliflower and hummus bowl, sesame garlic ramen noodles, or tofu lettuce wraps. Wow, talk about a buffet feast. Now, Alice, why y'all gotta put such sinful foods in front of me? I only brought but the 7 sparkly dresses and 5 Christmas sweaters with me. Lord, I'm gonna have to start a diet after that feast. And finally, a word from our own station manager, Dr. Wainwright. Dear colleagues and station workers, it is during these dark and bleak winter months that it becomes ever so important to conserve and reduce the amount of energy consumed on station. turning out lights as you exit a room, not recharging your portable devices every evening, limiting use of laundry and hot water consumption all aid in ensuring there is sufficient power available for critical station operations. Please keep this in mind as we see to our weekly routines. Now, just so we're clear, I did ask, and no, he is not suggesting y'all sin by showering with a buddy, Mr. Ferguson. So there you go. You take care now, my polies. Make sure you get your exercise in, drink plenty of fluids, and keep yourselves entertained. You have a wonderful and blessed day. Thank you.
You get used to it after a while.
It's just so quiet. I remember being up late at night over summer, 2 or 3 in the morning, and all the hallways are exactly this quiet, this still. But to be like this all the time, it's eerie to me.
I enjoy it more myself. Less people around, less chances to get anxious over something small.
Right, right. How many winter seasons will this be for you again?
6. The first one. First winter over, there were even less of us. 32, I believe. One of the smallest winter over teams on record. I mean, you do everything you would normally do in the summer season, just not so many others around.
It's so strange. All I hear is the hum of the station's heating system and the wind outside. No people in the halls, no sound coming from the galley, no plane engines on the iceway.
Bit of advice?
Yes, please.
For most people, the persistent hum without any other background noise can be louder than a concert. Not that I've ever been to a concert. Hell, I haven't even been to a dance. But, music. That's where I was going. Music, softly as you sleep or in your earbuds while you work, it helps.
Makes sense. Like drowning out the jet engine noises when you're flying. I'll give it a shot. Now, you've never been to a concert, like, ever?
You've known me for a while, Bass. Can you honestly see me going anywhere near that many people? All crammed into... Even just thinking about it. No.
Right. Yeah, I guess that would be true. Nothing like seeing a group live, however. Like Climax, or Soul to Soul, Richard Marx, New Edition... Brent, you don't know a single one of those groups, do you?
No. Probably a bit before my time.
Well, sorry, sweetie. Can you speak up? I'm deep in this ear.
You're not that old, Bass. Knock it off.
Okay, so you never attended any concerts, but you've had attended school dances, though.
Nope.
Homecoming, Sadie Hawkins, any theme dances?
Not a one.
Okay, but what about the prom?
Never went. I was too busy studying. Too busy trying to get out of that adolescent factory full of testosterone, fake school pep, two-faced. I just wanted to get on with my own life.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to, you know, touch upon anything if it was...
Oh, you didn't. But maybe we could change the subject.
Absolutely. Not a problem. How are things going in the DSO? No problems after the incident with Wainwright and Ops?
Ah, so you heard about that.
Yeah, I did. Zeke filled me in a few days ago. For as angry as Wainwright was at the time, I think he's more embarrassed about the incident with nobody actually seeing what happened or who had the taser.
Oh. Yes, I'm still getting the cold shoulder. Both from Dr. Van Zandt and Dr. Wainwright. While nobody officially saw what happened and nobody's stepping forward to comment, well, they may be arrogant egotists with their secrets, but they're not simpletons either. Wainwright knows it was me.
Well, there's what he suspects, and then there's what he can prove. Given his popularity on the station and in general, I don't think there's anything for you to worry about.
So then, I don't need to worry about the ICE sheriff coming to question me, lock me up, and interrogate me for hours upon hours.
Sure, if you play your cards right.
I love you too!
What brought that on?
Last week, before you left the station, you told me you loved me, and, you wanted me... There were so many... I tried to say it several times, but something always seemed to interfere. So, the best way to get it out is to do something unexpected. Something the station doesn't expect. I love you too.
Well, nothing got in the way. Nothing stopped us. You took quite the gamble there, Dr. Jennings.
Well, the reward was worth it now, wasn't it, Deputy Marshal Marlowe?
Come here, you.
Hey, guys! Zeke asked.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I did not mean to interrupt.
Seriously. The ICE can't let us enjoy each other for 2 seconds. 2 seconds is all I'm asking.
Pass. It's okay, Thomas. What's going on?
Zeke asked me to find the deputy marshal. Said he didn't want to use the radio. Wanted this to be off record.
No problem. Tell Zeke I'm on my way. Might need some help going down the beer can steps with this banged up knee.
Oh, I'll help you down there, deputy. Let me go grab my cold weather gear and I'll meet you at the beer can doors. And sorry again for the, please, smooch away.
You ever notice how you never hear him approach? He's like a ninja. The world's most considerate, childlike, innocent Jewish ninja.
Anyway, are we still on for dinner and a movie?
Number 5 on my list of things to scratch off after I was rescued. Got me focused on after we crashed and my mind busy. Gave me reason to go on and motivation to get off that mountain.
Aw, that's so sweet, Bass. But only number 5? It makes me curious as to what was number 1. Deputy Bass Marlowe, I am a lady who must be courted and properly wooed. I am a woman of fine moral character.
And as an officer, a gentleman, and a native son of Kansas, I would absolutely never insult the honor or presume the virtue of such a lady could ever be.
You better go. I don't want to be the one to get in the way of a budding bromance.
I have seen him naked.
Well, if you play your cards right tonight, Deputy Marshal.
Son of a bitch. He did it again.
Recording stopped. Recording started.
So I thought it was Mr. Mustard in the ballroom with the club, but it turns out I was wrong and I lost. Oh, God. And that's pretty much all that happened. Pretty boring. Have I told you just how great it is to have you back with us?
Several times now, Mr. Kelly, and it's good to be back. And I guess that kind of makes me ungone, huh?
Back with us a week, and already you're picking up on our lingo again. Okay, last flight of steps, deputy.
Appreciate the help, Mr. Kelly. And for what it's worth, you stay young and healthy for as long as you can manage. This getting old thing is like it was advertised.
Okay. The eagle has landed. Mind if I come with you? Need to catch you up on everything that has been going on in this last week.
No objection at all, Mr. Kelly. After we chat with... speak of the devil. Sorry about that, old man. Keep forgetting you're on the DL. Would have come up to you hadn't I remember, but since you made it this far...
What's the DL?
It's a baseball term, Tommy. Disabled list. They changed it to injury list or IL last year. I keep forgetting that. I should use a less offensive word. Let's walk and talk. What's so important or sensitive that you need to send Mr. Kelly to get me versus the phone or radios?
Yeah, okay then. Let's just get a little further in and past. Okay, so remember when we kept having all them power flickers?
Zeke, I was only away 1 week, not the whole season. Yes, I remember.
Right, okay. Well, after the last one, and after going for almost a month without another one...
Until yesterday.
Right, until yesterday, we had no idea what was going on. Well, now we do.
And?
Not here. We're going inside for this one. You need me to carry you, lawman? Because it damn sure wouldn't be the first
Just
time.
Just point the way. I'm good.
Yeah, you look it. Need me to get you a walker, Grandpa?
Seriously, Zeke, I can still wrest you to the ground if I have to.
Okay. Respect. Tommy, please get the dough. We're going to the VMF bay.
All right, people. You're all taking a 15-minute on me. Get the hell out. Keenan.
Come here. Boy, if I find just one more roach, just one more, at any of your workstations, you and me gonna have us a summit. President Boot is gonna meet Ambassador Dumbass. Now get!
Ambassador Dumbass?
Yeah, I was only half trying that one, low blood sugar today. Anyway, about a month back, we put sensors on all the primary station electrical panels, the EON sensors, that's what they're called. They record and shows you the electrical draw on any box in a 15-minute block for up to 2 months. After yesterday's flicker, had my crew pull them all for review.
And what did they tell you?
Seconds before the flicker, there was a massive draw of power come from the panel that feeds the lights and ducting inside the ice tunnels. It was eating up so much energy that...
That it draws from the rest of the station, which is why we're getting flickering when it happens.
That's it exactly, Tommy, yeah. I'm having the EMON sensors put back so I can verify when it happens again that it is the cause, not just a fluke.
Okay, so whatever, Wainwright, Van Zant, Jovac, and whoever they got to replace Dr. Rodney.
Dr. Gemma Lawrence. It came on station a few days after you did last season, Deputy Marshal. It replaced Dr. Rodney in the Ice Cube Lab as well as on Project Atlas.
Okay, so then whatever the... Wait a minute. How are you aware of Project Atlas, Mr. Kelly?
I don't know what it is exactly, just that it's some hush-hush project Beauregard Lowing is funding, and nobody is supposed to know about it. My guess is that they're working on a renewable energy source for an engine. Huh?
So this entire time, you've known the project exists? You never mentioned any of our interviews.
Well, it isn't really a secret project if I go around mentioning it. Besides, there isn't much that happens on the research facility I'm not in the know about. It's why they made me operations manager. I see supply requests, financial analysis, budget reports, departmental updates, and grant details. I mean, heck, the funding that Atlas is receiving could pay for 3 of Mudson Scott stations to be run year-round.
Also one of the reasons Tommy is the only Dexter I let down here from Topside. There's no sense in keeping him out. He knows everything we're doing down here anyway. And he respects the rules.
Oh, yeah. New copper tubing for your still came in with the last supply drop.
Yeah. Later for that, Tommy.
Okay. Is there anything else, anything, Mr. Kelly, that you should be bringing to my attention now about the power flickers, the murder of Dr. Rodney, or the attempt on my life?
Which one?
What?
Which attempt on your life? The soaked chemical rag or the plane crash sabotage?
Either.
Oh. Easy, lawman. You do currently hold the station record for murder attempts on somebody's life. My man has a valid question.
No. Absolutely nothing else I can think of that would be relevant, Deputy Marshal. Scout's honor.
And you have no idea what Atlas is all about?
Just what it costs to run and maintain. That's it.
Got it. Okay. We have a who. We have a where. We have the beginnings of a what. Need to continue baking that and develop the why. Zeke, you share the sensor findings with any of your crew?
Only figured this out myself an hour ago. Want to talk to you about it first. Nobody but us knows.
Perfect. Okay, for now, let's not bring anybody else into the fold, all right? I need to figure out the next steps. Mr. Kelly, please continue to watch for anything that might be of interest to us on Project Atlas. Anything that might tell us about what they're doing in there.
Oh, boy. It'll be just like Harriet the Spy.
Harriet the Spy. You could have said James Bond or Simon Templar, but okay, you got it, Harriet. Zeke, after the next event, if it's still the tunnels causing the draw, have your team think they're shutting down the monitoring due to it not working. Don't need anybody getting too ambitious and checking it out themselves.
Copy that.
I see what I can do on my end to vet out this Dr. Lorenz, and I see if I can get anything additional from Jovac or Van Sant. With sabotage being all but confirmed with the station's ops center and the LC-130 as well, I just landed two new investigations. I'll need to start questioning people.
Recording started.
U.S. Deputy Marshal Bass Marlowe, 20 February 2022, 1745 hours. Diane, this is day one, Amundsen Scott, sabotage investigation, LC-130 flight ANG-0492. Back in the saddle again. With direction from the U.S. Marshal Service, the NSF, along with the Air National Guard and National Transportation Safety Board, I've been officially tasked to lead this investigation and review of factors which led to the crash and presumed attempted murder of five individuals, myself amongst them. Official orders transmitted an hour ago, along with a personal intimate request from Acting U.S. Marshal Torres, which I don't think is even medically possible. The best thing about this, Diane, is I don't have to run jack nor shit past the gatekeepers at Bolo any longer. Always feels good when I don't have any pencil pushers other than our own looking over my shoulder. The initial report submitted and analysis from ANG and NTSB are being sent electronically this evening. Given the remoteness and weather, on-site crash analysis won't be possible until the summer season returns. That said, and just like last year, our suspect pool and the responsible party is still on the station. Other than one individual who... well, they didn't make it back to Amundsen Scott. Somebody here is a saboteur. Tomorrow I'll begin with the interviews of Station Area Manager Dr. Lawrence Wainwright, Station Head of Operations Mr. Tom... deja vu. Mr. Kelly and Captain James Traeger, UAG, and formal report. U.S. Deputy Marshal Bass Marlowe, 20 February 2022, 1750 hours. All right, Diane. Just like old times, everything following is OTR. Just us chatting. Zeke confirmed that whatever Project Atlas is, it's most likely the cause of the station's power flickers. What Wainwright and the Science All-Stars have going on in the ice tunnels is responsible. Do me a favor and get me a full background dossier on Dr. Gemma Lorenz. I met Dr. Lorenz briefly a few months ago. Had no idea she was Rodney's replacement. I wonder how the old boys felt when they had to let a girl in their secret boys club. Woman, Diane. I can already see that raised eyebrow of yours. We say women, not girls. Sorry again. I swear one day... who am I kidding? No, I won't. I had to let Mr. Kelly into the fold. He was around when Zeke and I started talking. Honestly, I'm at the point now where I think he can be fully trusted. However, I just realized something. That for the moment, I'll have to treat them like suspects until I can officially clear them of sabotage. Oh, that's gonna go over super well. It's really quiet here in the winter, Diane. In the summer, there's always people chatting in the halls. Zeke's crew on the ice, cargo loaders getting materials set up. It's busier than you think. Now, with only 50 people and change in on the station, silence is... it's gonna get to me. I'm going to need to find a noise machine or something. While I was able to salvage the pack with my clothes and personal effects, everything else, work equipment, files, tools, my old Western playlist on my phone is still on the side of Mount Markham. Had to visit Skoa for toiling trees and grooming items. Right. Skoas are these little scavenger birds on the coast of Antarctica, around McMurdo. They pick up stuff lying around or they find outside and gather all together in piles. When a summer worker here heads back to the world, they have to travel light, so they leave anything they don't need, and they brought with them in a pile that is free to anybody who needs it over the winter. They call it Skoa piles. Clothes, necessities, snacks, booze, the works. I even found a tux my size. Why somebody on station needed a tux, I don't know. But it was my size, so I'm having it cleaned. Because I've got a great idea for it in the future. More on that later. I could really use some of Chuck's advice right now. Tell me I have way too much donkey brains to be partial in another investigation where I was almost the victim. Tell me that I'm in over your head, son. God, I miss that old man. What's that they say, Diane? With the past and the last elders, we become them. All right, enough of that. I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep. It's chow time, Dee. Miss Alice has sirloin, rice, and veggies on the menu tonight. Afterwards, we have back-to-back monster movies in the B1 Lounge. Wolfman 1941 versus Wolfman 2010. Chaney versus Del Toro. Catch up soon.
Recording stopped.
How is this supposed to be scary? It's just an old guy with makeup, fur glued onto his face, running around.
Blasphemy! This is a classic, Kendra. Keep in mind, this was the 1940s. Nobody had TV in the 40s. Everybody went to the theaters for visual entertainment, and back then, the makeup artist Jack Pierce, he was a Picasso or Rembrandt at the time. Changed the way people looked at films. Yeah, the actors playing the parts, but the makeup, that's what sold it. It's the sizzle you're buying, not the steak.
Well, I guess I'm more partial to chicken. I liked the first one more. The one with Anthony Hopkins and the guy from The Matrix.
Hugo Weaving. It's a good film as well. It's a stunning remake. But side by side against the original and viewed through the lens of their day, still doesn't measure up. You want some more popcorn?
No, I'm good. But how are you?
I'll probably have a bit more.
No, I mean with the crash. With everything that happened while you were on the mountain.
I'm fine.
Oh, okay then. I just want to make sure that, have you thought about talking to Dr. Bremer?
Nope.
Okay. Okay.
Kendra, I'm sorry. Look. I appreciate your concern, I really do. I'm not sure. See, I remember bits. Not everything. I mean, up until Nichols hit me in the back of the head, all that I remember perfectly. It's just between that return to the station, it's all hazy.
Well, you did say that Dr. Ambrose said you suffered a concussion. For the first day you were back with us, you were, it was a bit difficult to understand you.
Yeah. Yeah, I bet. And felt like a few days had to go by before things got better. The head fog kind of got lifted.
Hey, look at me, Bass. Look at me. We don't have to deal with this right now. When you're ready, it's fine. I think if we both learned anything up to now, it's rushing things too soon is a horrible idea. Yeah?
Ain't that the truth?
Do you want to finish the show? I didn't mean to ruin our movie night.
Ruin our night. No. You didn't. You didn't ruin anything, Kendra. I'm exactly where I want to be. There's no doubt in my mind.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I do wish you had some time back on mainland before you had to come back here, but having you back at the station, it's... Well, I like having you here, too.
I wasn't talking about the station, Kendra. And I don't really care about those other people. I mean, I do, but not like the way I care about you. I was talking about us, the relationship. This, right here and now, you and me. This is exactly where I want to be.
Oh, you're just trying to woo me like a movie. You may just be the most romantic man that ever walked the face of the earth.
Okay, what the hell? I just thought we'd pause the film.
It's just the bumbles. Ignore them. This is our night.
Okay. Wait. What the hell are bumbles?
All right, y'all. You know the drill. Spotlights out and scanning the area. Let's flush them back. New winter overs, grab yourself a strong flashlight and stick with a buddy. Deputy Marshal Bass, sweetheart, come to ops, please, will you, darling? Sorry about interrupting your date night, Shug. Oh, good gravy. Them babies is gonna be so cute.
This is Brian Bradley. Thank you for listening to our show. We are commercial free and able to do so thanks to our amazing sponsors. You can help support 90 Degrees by visiting our Patreon page. Go to 90degreespodcast.com. That's the number 90 and degreespodcast, all one word, .com. You'll find a direct link to our Patreon page where you can make a monthly pledge and get shirts, buttons, stickers, or even a shout out as an honorary station polie. Speaking of, we'd like to send a special shout out to the following polies: Nick Wolf, Ernest A. Polron, and Padma Numi. Thank you for your sponsorship. It helps and supports us in so many ways.
This has been 90 Degrees South. On behalf of the cast and crew, I'd like to thank you for listening. If you liked the episode and are enjoying the series, please remember to give us a like, a share, a tweet, send a raven, or review on iTunes, Audioboom, or your favorite podcast site. It helps us to get the word out and keeps the cold at bay. Until next time.
This has been a BMB production.